Good morning and welcome to our service for the second Sunday of Easter. A very happy Easter to you, and we can continue wishing each other a happy Easter right until Pentecost. So happy Easter, and I hope you have experienced some joy of Easter since last Sunday. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The light and peace of Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. The glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Let us rejoice and sing God's praise forever. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into his presence. Give us new hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for today, risen Christ, for whom no door is locked, no entrance barred, open the doors of our hearts that we may seek the good of others and walk the joyful road of sacrifice and peace to the praise of God the Father. Amen. Our reading is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, beginning to read at verse 19. Later on that day, the first day of the week, the disciples had gathered, but fearful of the Judeans, they had locked all the doors of the house. Jesus entered, stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. The disciples, seeing the Master with their own eyes, were exuberant. Jesus repeated his greeting, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the room. This time Thomas was with them. Jesus came through locked doors again, stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then Jesus focused his attention on Thomas. "Put your finger here and examine my hands. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving, believe." Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "So you believe because you have seen with your own eyes. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the Gospel of the Lord. So today we meet the disciples later on Easter Day. The women who went to the tomb and found it empty and who'd met with the risen Jesus had told the disciples about this, but they hadn't met the risen Jesus yet. Now, in one of the resurrection narratives, they say that the disciples didn't believe the women's message. So here we find these disciples in a house, frightened, huddled together. What are they talking about? Will they be attacked or accused of stealing Jesus' body? They're traumatised with the killing of Jesus. They're filled with remorse. They regret running away, for denying they even knew Jesus. Yes, they'd seen Jesus suffer terribly. But here they are now suffering terribly, their shame, their shredded emotions. How can they go forward? How could they ever face him again, they're probably wondering. The doors are locked. That's the level of their fear. And suddenly Jesus enters the room. Peace be with you, he says. I mean, just imagine the scene. The gospel writer we just heard says they were filled with joy. But I bet their jaws dropped to the ground. Were they speechless? What did they say? We don't know. But Jesus repeated his greeting of peace and breathed on them, filling them with the Holy Spirit. He forgave them and told them to go out and forgive others. We hear nothing more from John until a week later we find the disciples again in a house which they've locked themselves into. It seems they're in the same place mentally and emotionally as they were a week ago. Had Jesus' appearance and gift of the Holy Spirit the previous week not changed them at all? We're also told that Thomas hadn't been with them the previous week. What had he been doing? Why wasn't he with them? What made him choose not to join them? Had he given up? Did he have a need to be on his own? Did he have some pressing other commitment? What he was struggling with was what the disciples were telling him about having met the risen Jesus. Impossible, he says. I need to meet Jesus and see those wounds of his and touch them. Until that happens, I have no proof of this being Jesus risen from the dead. And then bang on cue, Jesus appears and invites Thomas to touch his wounds. Thomas then believes. I like this reading because it brings up some interesting points that echo our own experiences of not being able to suddenly snap out of sadness or trauma or regret or failure. It's just not a case that Jesus dies one day and then 3 days later everyone is jumping around in joy because God has raised Jesus from the dead and everything's all right now. Those disciples meeting in a locked house meet Jesus, who gives them his peace and his Holy Spirit, but their fear and trauma and regrets haven't magically disappeared in a week. 1 week later, they're still meeting in a locked house out of fear. Healing takes time. Transformation takes even longer. Wounds are part and parcel of our earthly existence, just as Jesus' wounds were part of his existence. Jesus showed his wounds to Thomas and the other disciples. Jesus shows us that our wounds are places of God's healing and love. But healing takes time. It took 6 weeks and a fresh infusion of the Holy Spirit for the disciples to gain boldness and deep trust in God. And I'm sure sometimes they must have sort of felt they were reverting a bit, being dragged back into their fears of shame and feeling imposter syndrome. But they did eventually gain that boldness and deep trust in God. Sometimes it can take years for us to feel we've moved forward from our loss or a sense of failure or our sense of shame, whatever it is that drags us down. Whatever wounds we have, Jesus comes to us, loving us and healing us, and keeps coming to us, loving us and healing us. The risen Jesus witnesses to us that as he breathes his new life into us, he heals our wounds gradually, drawing us closer to him. And he encourages us to trust him and follow him out of our pain, and eventually into the joy of his risen life. So we come to the peace because it's so linked with our gospel reading. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Alleluia. Alleluia. So let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received and this we believe. Amen. We come to our prayers of penitence. In baptism we died with Christ, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, we might walk in newness of life. Let us receive new life in him as we confess our sins in penitence and faith. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Like the disciples behind locked doors, we are afraid to be seen as your followers. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. So we turn to our intercessions. In joy and hope, let us pray to the Father. That our risen Saviour may fill us and all those who we know and love, all those in our local communities, with the joy of his glorious and life-giving resurrection. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. We pray that isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the good news of Easter. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. That God may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. That he may provide for those who lack food, work or shelter. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. That by his power war and famine may cease through all the world. And we continue to pray for the violence and war in the Middle East, that the ceasefire will hold. We continue to pray for the people of Ukraine, that a peace deal that is just and long-lasting will be agreed with Russia. And we pray for peoples in Sudan and South Sudan. For people across the whole world, including in our own country, who are subject to prejudice, threats, injustice. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, to comfort and strengthen them. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. that according to his promises, all who have died in the faith of the resurrection may be raised on the last day. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, so that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. We pray to the Father, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as his death has recalled us to life, so his continual presence in us may raise us to eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we come to the end of our service with a blessing and dismissal. May Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you and with those whom you love always. Amen. With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work in you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of Christ, amen. Alleluia, alleluia.